Unit 4. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter.
B.
Listen to a conversation between two students. Complete the note-taking.
Excuse me, Susan. Could you tell me what this word in the letter means? E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Oh, etiquette. It is a French word meaning...Lijie in Chinese.
Oh, I see. The letter asks me to take part in a training program for Lijie. Susan, what is the pronunciation of the word?
Etiquette. Q-U is pronounced k rather than k. Etiquette.
I do office work rather than go out socializing. Why should I learn etiquette?
Etiquette is very important to business.It makes a great difference to business whether an employee is courteous and polite to the customers.
What does the etiquette here specifically refer to?
Etiquette is a set of rules that allow us to interact with others in a civilized manner.
Rules that allow us to interact with others in a civilized manner.
Specifically, treating other people with courtesy and respect and making them feel comfortable with you.
I see no problem with me.I'm always polite and courteous to others.
But the training program is about Western etiquette, which is not the same as Chinese etiquette, as the two countries are culturally different.
Cultural differences? Could you please explain a bit?
For example, asking someone's age is offensive to an American.
And it is also offensive to ask about someone's salary, isn't it?
Yes, it is also offensive to some Chinese.
Thank you, Susan.I'll ask you for more about etiquette later on.
No problem.
2. Text. French business etiquette. Conducting business deals with the French requires you to follow some very important protocol. Business communication and relationships are not as casual in nature as they may be in the United States.Specific methods of communication, along with behavior, are expected from any visitor. It is important that you learn a little about French business etiquette before you go there to do your business with them, no matter how big or small it may be. Here is a small guide that is likely to help you in your effort to learn more about the way the French conduct their business and how you can fit into this culture. French business culture.All business relationships in the French culture are highly formal. Business people are conservative and do not wish to discuss personal issues, history, or politics openly. As a visitor, it is your job to respect these opinions and refrain from raising such issues throughout your interaction with them. Be diplomatic. Do not point fingers at political or historical figures. Another important thing to note is thatA very strict hierarchy is followed in the business setup. As such, greet and interact with every individual you meet appropriately and with due respect. Business communication. The French are individuals who pay strict attention to formality. It is important that you adhere to this level of formality in order to make an impact.Always greet professionals with a handshake and maintain eye contact while shaking hands. It is a good idea to learn some basic French before you meet French professionals. Always use vous to communicate with professionals. Also, you will call someone only by Monsieur and Madame or Mademoiselle, followed by their last name. Do not call anyone by their first name unless asked to.You may choose to have your business card printed in French on one side and in English on the other. Include your name, title, academic qualifications, and the name of the university you attended on the card. Though most French professionals speak English, knowing their language shows that you are interested in developing a healthy and long-term relationship with them. The manner of your communication will dictate how faryour alliance with them goes. Do not make unnecessary phone calls to such professionals. Also, never call them at home unless it is extremely urgent. Do not make hand gestures unnecessarily. For instance, the ready or perfect sign in the US is considered rude in France. Avoid hand gestures altogether. These are individuals who develop business relationships on the foundation of trust and respect. For them to place this in you, you have to ensure that your behavior is as good as it can get. Business meetings and discussions. Business meetings in the French business culture follow a slightly different course compared to American culture. Enlisted here are some do's and don'ts you should follow when conducting business meetings with the French. It is important that meetings be scheduled at least 2 weeks in advance. The French are not particular about punctuality. You may be up to 10 to 15 minutes late, but if you are going to be late, it is necessary that you call and inform them. Debates are likely to ensue in meetings, which you should participate in, as the French are known to appreciate logical and intellectual inputs in the business world. These debates are, however, controlled and should not turn into arguments. They may pose questions and probe you further to get answers related to the business. Go well prepared for the meetings. While talking, do not exaggerate your claims. They are likely to go unappreciated. Be direct, honest, and clear. Make thorough presentations and do not try to openly sell your idea or pressurize them to buy it. Be subtle. Keep a soft tone while talking and maintain moderate eye contact throughout. Most meetings usually end in discussions and not finalized decisions. They may take time to make decisions and you will have to be patient throughout the process. You are free to voice your opinion and defend your position, but keep in mind that the final decision will be taken by the top brass of the company. Lunch meetings may be conducted, though dinner meetings are not uncommon in some cases. Dressing for business meetings. A meeting with French business professionals is not the best time to show off your fashion consciousness or your ability to be creative with clothing. As mentioned earlier, these are conservative individuals and a particular dress code should be followed when meeting with them. Men should wear dark, traditional suits with ties. Even if you are invited to an informal occasion, make sure you are wearing a jacket. Their concept of informal is a little different. Women, too, should preferably dress conservatively in business suits, though dresses in pastel shades can be worn. It is a good idea to accessorize appropriately with your outfit. Just remember not to go overboard. Respect the French business etiquette, and you will be able to develop healthy and long-lasting business relationships with them. You will be greatly appreciated and respected for taking so much care in functioning according to their standards and protocols.
New words.
Conduct.
Protocol.
Conservative.
Refrain.
Interaction.
Diplomatic.
Hierarchy.
Interact.
Adhere.
Impact.
Professional.
Maintain.
Vue.
Academic.
Qualification.
Alliance.
Ensure.
Enlist.
Schedule.
Punctuality.
Probe.
Exaggerate.
Pressurize.
Moderate.
Brass.
Code.
Conservatively.
Pastel.
Accessory.
Appropriately.
Outfit.
Standard.
Part 2. Language and Use. 1. Dialogue. Making a telephone appointment. Listen to a dialogue and answer the following questions. Then read it aloud. Good morning. DuraPro Incorporated, may I help you?
Good morning. This is Tom Sheldon of Compton Products. May I speak to Mr. Sito, please?
Yes. Just a moment and I'll put you through.
Hello. John Sito speaking. Good morning, Mr. Sito. This is Tom Sheldon of Compton Products. I'm calling to arrange the tour of the Selden factory. Oh, yes, I remember. Would Friday be convenient for you? This Friday? Just a moment while I check my calendar. Yes, that's fine, but it'll have to be in the afternoon, because I have a meeting all morning. I see. What time Friday afternoon would be best for you? How about around 3 o'clock p.m.? 3 o'clock p.m. is good. The tour takes about 2.5 hours. We'd finish around 5:30 p.m. Would you like to join me for dinner after the tour? Oh, that would be very nice. Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to eat? There's a nice Italian restaurant on the way back into town. Italian food sounds fine. Good. So I'll come and pick you up at your office at about 2:30 on Friday afternoon. Great. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you for calling. Not at all. I hope you enjoy the tour. Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New words.
Incorporated.
Calendar.
Proper nouns.
DuraPro Incorporated.
Tom Sheldon.
Compton Products.
John Seto.
Selden.
2. Pair work. Arranging a fam trip. Reference answer. Shanghai Qingpu Convention and Visitors Bureau, how may I help you?
This is Leslie Fong with Sichuan Summer Travel Agency. We're interested in your brochure.
We're glad to be of any help to you. May we have the honor to invite you to our fam trip?
We'd like to. Tell me more about it, please.
Okay. The trip starts from October 15 to 20. Is it fine with you?
It's okay for me. What can we expect to see?
We will show you around the city, and you can have personal experiences in the hotels, museums, restaurants, and places of interest.
That's what we want.
More than that, we'll arrange a camping night at one of the best local destinations.
Very good. How about the expenses?
Of course, we will pay for everything. You may come together with your other family members or your colleagues.
That's very nice of you.
We need the exact number of your party attending the trip and your address to send you the flight tickets. Can you give us the details by fax?
Sure, I will. Thank you for inviting us. Goodbye.
Thank you for your attention. We look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye.
3. Text. Business appointment rules.
No matter what business you're in, the odds are that you spend at least some time in appointments. Your appointments may be big group meetings, one-on-ones, or even job interviews. You may even be skipping the face-to-face aspect of meeting and be taking conference calls or using Skype. No matter what type of meeting you've scheduled, though, these tips can help you improve your setting skills. Set agendas ahead of time. Knowing what you plan to accomplish in a meeting can help you decide how long to plan to stay at that appointment, assuming you can keep to your agenda. It can be hard to get other people to stay on track, but no one really wants to spend all day in a single appointment. Furthermore, completing an agreed-upon agenda is really the only way to be sure when your meeting is over. Offer time and date options for appointments. Rather than going through a lengthy back and forth, either on the phone or via email, pick 2 or 3 appointment times that work for you and present them to the other half of your appointment. If you're dealing with a larger group, it's almost guaranteed that at least one option won't work for someone, and having multiple options is a much faster way to reach consensus. Avoid fancy software applications. While there is some very snazzy appointment setting software out there, try to avoid using anything out of the ordinary. The exception to this rule is parties or very large meetings. In general, using these applications takes more time than it's worth. There's a learning curve for new users, and having to visit a site to respond can take double the time of replying to an email. However, when you're trying to coordinate large groups of people, using an application can provide a central location rather than sending out huge batches of emails. make sure you really need a meeting. Plenty of appointments are set for simple things like handing over a document for approval. Unless that document is short enough to be completely examined during the meeting, it might be more worthwhile to drop off the document and come back later to answer questions and handle the approval process. Before actually setting your appointment, think about whether the matter could be handled in a faster way. Minimize travel time. One of the reasons that appointments eat up so much time in our calendars is the necessity of travel. We have to travel to clients' offices, coffee shops, or wherever the heck we're meeting. We can minimize that commitment by suggesting that we meet at our own locations, meet halfway, or skip meeting in person altogether. Options like telephone calls or video conferencing can often handle all the requirements of that appointment you were going to drive across town for. Schedule time for both preparation and debriefing. When you set your appointment, think about what you might need to do to prepare for it. Review a report, prepare a presentation, or iron your shirt, and schedule time for each of those activities before your actual appointment. It's also worthwhile to schedule a 15-minute prep session just before your appointment for any last-minute details. Same goes for afterwards. You may have certain follow-up tasks to handle after your meeting. Scheduling at least a few minutes after an appointment guarantees that you'll have time to make sure your notes are complete and any sort of further action at least makes it on your calendar, if you can't do it then. Separate personal and business appointments. Many of us try to load all of our out-of-the-office appointments into one day. Ignoring the problem of what happens just if one runs late, you've got the issue of trying to switch gears between the presentation you just gave to a client and the shot the doctor's waiting to give you. That sort of mental switch-up can only make it harder to handle your later appointments. Try to schedule your personal and business appointments on different days. Keep your appointment schedules up to date. If you aren't the only person scheduling your appointments, it's vital to keep the others in the loop. Otherwise, your significant other might be expecting you at a family dinner at the same time you're finishing up a major project. I like shared calendars, such as Google Calendar, for that very reason. But there are ways to share just about every type of calendar, if you're reliant on your own system. Appointment schedulers can include your manager, your significant other, an administrative assistant, yours or the department's, and a whole host of other people. Limit invitees. You may not need the whole company present for a progress report. Instead, decide who actually needs to be in on your appointment. You can always send out a mass email later on if people feel left out. I've been in situations before where higher-ups felt left out if you didn't bring them in on every single appointment you were setting up. The best bet seems to be presenting the meeting as something that wouldn't be a valuable use of their time. Confirm everything. Confirm when and where the meeting is, what the agenda covers, even how to get there. All you really need is a brief email a day or two before the appointment that outlines the appointment and ask for a simple yes in response if everything is correct.
New words.
Appointment.
Odds.
One-on-one.
Skip. Agenda.
Accomplish.
Assume.
Lengthy.
Consensus.
Fancy.
Application.
Snazzy.
Exception.
Coordinate.
Batch.
Approval.
Worthwhile.
Heck.
Minimize.
Commitment.
Debriefing.
Follow-up.
Ignore.
Switch.
Gear.
Shot.
Mental.
Loop.
Reliant.
Administrative.
Valuable.
Confirm.
Proper nouns.
Skype.
Google Calendar. Part 3. Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the intonation of the following sentences.
1. Are you going to walk there or go by bus?
2. Shall I do it or will you do it by yourself?
3. Do you prefer an apple or an orange?
4. Is he still in the agency or has he gone to the airport already?
5. Did you go to Moscow or Paris last September?
6. Are the bedrooms upstairs or downstairs?
B. Read the following and pay attention to the intonation.
1. Are you an electronic engineer or a computer technician?
2. Are you going home or do you prefer to stay here?
3. Does your nephew study in a medical institute or in an agricultural university?
4. Do you want to deposit or withdraw money?
5. Do you speak Japanese or Korean?
6. Did you spend your holiday in Tibet or in Inner Mongolia?
7. She will go sailing or swimming?
8. Were you in the theater or the stadium